So let's catch up now with the Mount Alexander Shire, and the acting CEO of that there Shire is Lisa Knight, and she joins us on the show this morning. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. So plenty obviously going on in the Shire. Let's start off with helping to shape the future of the community, because I guess that's something that everybody wants to try and do.
Yeah, particularly at the moment, and many councils certainly across the state are undertaking this. So this is a really exciting week for Mount Alexander Shire Council, as this week we actually launch our new online community engagement platform. So that is known as Shape Mount Alexander. So it's the start of some really important work and a really important project with collaboration with the community. And this will help us inform the development of a number of long-term council strategies and priorities. So this project is Your Community, Your Vision. And we're asking all residents across Mount Alexander Shire to share what they love about the community and what their vision is for the future. So we're certainly looking at the immediate, what do people love about the community, but also what the 10-year vision and aspirations are from the community. So it doesn't matter where you live right across Mount Alexander Shire, if you work for a local business, if you're a student at one of the local schools, if you're a member of a local community group or club, we want to hear from as many people as possible.
So is that open to everybody? And you expect it, is it all open for complaints as well, or is it just for the positive things? No, but people generally will complain, won't they?
Thank you. Yeah, no, thank you for raising that opportunity, that could be what the platform's used for. The intent and purpose of this platform is really for community to provide feedback, and that feedback is going to then feed into our council plan, which is a four-year strategic plan, our community vision, which is a 10-year vision, and also our annual budget. So in the event that we do receive feedback that mightn't quite hit any of those projects or strategic objectives, we will certainly respond to the community as we always do.
That's good. But there's some work going on for endangered butterflies. That's something quite different, isn't it?
It is very different. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but Mount Alexander Shire is home to a particularly special species of butterfly. That in itself is a tongue twister for Tuesday morning, but this special species of butterfly is known as the endangered Eltham copper butterfly. This butterfly has bright copper colouring on the top of its wings, and it's actually made its home for itself in the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens. We're really happy about that. And our Parks and Gardens team, in partnership with the Dja Dja Wurrung Clan's Aboriginal Corporation and local ecologists, have recently completed a range of habitat restoration works at the site. And the aim of that is to improve the life of the butterfly. So those works have looked at the removal of large weed infestation, particularly the blackberry hawthorn and cape broom have been controlled, and trees have also been planted in that area just to help improve the butterfly's habitat. And local ecologists have spent quite some time monitoring the butterfly in flight, and their data at this stage is certainly revealing that we do have an active butterfly population at the reserve there. So I do want to point out too, and very grateful, the works were funded through the federal government's Communities Environment Program. So this is really exciting, both of those projects, really exciting, really special for Mount Alexander Shire.
And so with the butterflies, the amount of them at the moment, they're not endangered to the point of extinction, and hopefully sort of bouncing back from here?
Correct, yeah, and certainly Mount Alexander Shire Council, in collaboration with a lot of our engaged community residents and ecologists, and certainly funding agencies, we've done a lot of work over a number of years to help get those numbers back up. So certainly have been endangered in the past, but at this stage, certainly from the ecologist's report, numbers are looking good and they're on the rise.
Yeah, it's not bad. You blokes get the butterflies, Bendigo gets the bats. How'd that work?
You might have to talk to Craig Neiman about that okay. One.
We will on Thursday. All righty. Hey, listen, Lisa, thanks very much for that, and take care. Talk soon.
Fabulous. Thanks for your time.
Good on you. Lisa Knight, Acting CEO of Mount Alexander Shire.